This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Studio tonight. It's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Wow. So, Bitcoin, the decentralized currency that is not created by a government or a bank, that has taken the world by somewhat of a storm over the last 6 years and has arguably become the world's most valuable currency, really shot up in price yesterday. It went in like an hour's time from like $400 all the way up to $415. And it seemed to coincide.
I've got it from 390 to 420.
You might be right about that. It seemed to coincide with the news about the creator, the mysterious creator of Bitcoin, who has been known heretofore as Satoshi Nakamoto, but no one really knows who that is. It seemed to coincide with the news from both Wired Magazine and, I believe, I'm confusing it with Gawker right now.
Gizmodo,
thank you. Gizmodo had come out with very lengthy articles with lots of supposed research and claims about who they believe Satoshi Nakamoto is. So whoever this person is, and this person that they're naming may not be Satoshi Nakamoto, but they make a persuasive-sounding case, and it's way too detailed to read on the radio. But they basically accused an Australian businessman and programmer, Craig Stephen Wright, of being Satoshi Nakamoto. Actually being Satoshi in partnership with another man who died in 2013. So that Satoshi Nakamoto was two people, basically.
Yeah, it's a pseudonym.
Two or more.
Yeah, it's a pseudonym, so it could very well be that.
Right. And so these are very, very long pieces. They're very interesting, very detailed. Of course, not everybody is on board with it. Our friend Virgil from Truth Voice put out an article explaining in detail why he believes that this man, Craig Stephen Wright from Australia, is not Satoshi Nakamoto, which I haven't had a chance to even read through that. I haven't gotten through the full piece over at Gizmodo. I got through about maybe two-thirds or three-fourths of it last night. But it's like, really detailed. They actually end up going to the guy's house and confronting his wife and, I mean, in sort of really unusual journalistic style, trying to uncover the truth here.
Well, I can see why the journalists really want to find out this information. Whoever gets it right is really going to make a name for themselves.
So a lot of what the evidence is, I think, is suspect because it comes from a hacker. Who, I don't know if anybody knows who the hacker is. I don't know if that person's identity has been revealed at this point. But someone released information, alleged emails that come from this guy, Craig Stephen Wright. And some of the things in these alleged emails do suggest that he might be one of the people who is Satoshi Nakamoto. So, you know, there is that. But it's also emails released by a hacker. So there's no reason why those can't be faked. There's no way to verify that these emails are actually the emails from Craig Stephen Wright and haven't been just completely fabricated by a very creative hacker. There's even an article out there that says that Craig Stephen Wright is the hacker who released his own emails. So, I mean, who knows what the truth is? I don't, and you probably don't, but
how could he possibly be Satoshi Nakamoto when I am?
Yeah, I don't think you've ever programmed a thing in your life, including your VCR.
So, come on. Nobody believes that. Stop flashing.
Nobody believes that one. But here's a story from, actually, it's being reported by Vice. It's actually Reuters' story. Australian police have now raided the Sydney home and office on Wednesday of a man named by Wired Magazine as the probable creator of Bitcoin. So whether or not Craig Stephen Wright is or is not Satoshi Nakamoto apparently doesn't really matter to the Australian police, who it's actually like the tax department who's doing this. They're coming at this guy because, and they claim it doesn't have anything to do with the news that happened to come out the same day about this man. This is a total coincidence. We're raiding this man's house for tax purposes. Which, of course, in the details of the emails that were released, there's something about this guy having a bunch of Bitcoin and like owning a Bitcoin in trust with another guy, the guy who died. And that there was something about, and I don't remember the details on this, but they were looking to get some sort of a bank account that they could use that was offshore. So like some kind of offshore bank in like a tax haven kind of place.
Okay.
So now you got the Australian government reading all this information about, oh, this man Satoshi Nakamoto, well, he must have a lot of Bitcoin. Oh, sure enough.
He certainly went through that article pretty quick.
So sure enough, he's got a lot of Bitcoin here, and looks like he didn't report this on his taxes in the last 10 years. So we need to find out about this Bitcoin. So they've gone and raided his home as a result of this. So these journalists outing him for being Satoshi Nakamoto from emails that were supposed to be secret, private emails that he was sent, you know, that he had in his email account purportedly. So presuming the emails are valid, presuming that he really is Satoshi Nakamoto, you know, really doesn't even matter. If it's true enough that he has this Bitcoin, then the Australian government wants a piece of it. And they've now, you know, they're attempting to ruin this man's life here. They've raided his home. You want to talk about a life-ruining thing that can happen to you? That's one of them.
Well, I know that, you know, it was a good idea for Satoshi Nakamoto to remain
anonymous.
And apparently, if this is Satoshi Nakamoto, either he released his own information or he didn't, and we don't know the answer to that, but I'm whoever it is, he's wishing that information hadn't been released this point. If the real Satoshi Nakamoto is still out there, here's a little warning to you, pal. You better stay anonymous.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So let me tell you more about the raid. More than a dozen federal police officers entered a house registered on the electoral roll to Craig Stephen Wright, whom Wired outed as the likely real identity of Satoshi Nakamoto, the pseudonymous figure that first released Bitcoin's code in 2009. Locksmiths broke the door open to the property in a suburb of Sydney's North Shore. When asked what they were doing, one officer told a Reuters reporter they were, quote, clearing the house, unquote. A reporter who approached with an office listed as the location of two of Wright's registered businesses, De Morgan Limited and Pant Opticrypt Pty Limited, in another Sydney suburb, was turned away by police, with one officer saying, quote, there's an operation going on at the moment. I can't answer any questions. Separate police officers could be seen speaking with workers inside. So again, they raided his home and his businesses. The identity of Satoshi Nakamoto has long been a mystery that journalists and Bitcoin enthusiasts have tried to unravel. The police raids in Australia came hours after Wired magazine and technology website Gizmodo published articles saying their investigation showed Wright, an entrepreneur and academic, was most probably the secretive Bitcoin creator.
Well, it seems pretty obvious they're looking for his private keys, doesn't it? I mean, like that's why they're going in there and keeping, you know, this. Generally, they don't do these kind of raids for taxes, do they? It seems pretty serious.
Three different locations has its own police department.
It's true.
You probably just don't hear about those raids very often, but they do. I mean, they do probably occur. Wright is a chief executive of the Australian registered De Morgan Limited, which he describes on his LinkedIn page as a, quote, pre-IPO Australian listed company focused on alternative currency, unquote. The Australian Federal Police said in a statement that the officer's presence at his property is, quote, not associated with the media reporting overnight about bitcoins, unquote. An AFP report referred all inquiries about the raids to the Australian Tax Office, or excuse me, AFP is the Australian Federal Police. It's also a press organization. Anyway, the Australian Tax Office, which said it could not comment on any individual's or entity's tax affairs due to legal confidentiality. Emails to various addresses listed for Wright did not receive a reply. Wired and Gizmodo investigations were based on leaked emails, documents, and web archives, including what was said to be a transcript between Wright and Australian tax officials. Wired said, quote, either Wright invented Bitcoin or he's a brilliant hoaxer who wants very badly for us to believe that he did. That is, invent Bitcoin. 855, 453. Was this guy really, or is this guy really, Satoshi Nakamoto? You're welcome to share your thoughts on that. Plus, are the ISIS people being funded and supplied by the U.S. government?
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times, $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk.
free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Is Craig right? Satoshi Nakamoto, truthvoice.com, says he's not. But Wired Magazine and Gizmodo are claiming that they believe that he might very well be, Satoshi Nakamoto. Satoshi Nakamoto being the creator of Bitcoin, the world's most infamous currency, the world's most allegedly valuable currency. We love Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live. And whoever Satoshi Nakamoto is really doesn't matter to me. I mean, Bitcoin's a done deal. Even if Satoshi is unmasked, and whether it's this guy or not, whoever it is, if that person is revealed at some point, it's not going to do anything to Bitcoin. Bitcoin is going to continue on to be an incredible thing that allows people to transfer value from one to another around the globe nearly instantaneously. That's not going to change because whoever Satoshi Nakamoto is going to be unmasked or will be or maybe will not be unmasked. It really won't matter. But it is interesting. It's a curiosity. A lot of people, you know, when somebody's anonymous, there's going to be a drive to reveal that person. Who is that anonymous person? Who is the creator of Bitcoin? Anyway, if you've got Bitcoin and you want to save big time on your Amazon purchases, you can go to saveitpurse.com. Get started there, and you can save 20, 30, 40% on your purchases at Amazon. It's super easy to do. I've done it on multiple occasions, more than 24 times this year alone. Basically, I don't buy from Amazon directly anymore. I always go through saveitpurse.com because why would I not want to save 20%? It takes me like an hour to get my order fulfilled when I put it in at 20%. If I put it in at 40%, it might take several days. So it depends on the percentage you select. And you get to choose what your discount is at saveitpurse.com. But the key is you have to have Bitcoin. So this is a good reason to get some Bitcoin. Anyway, go to SaveItPurse, SaveATPurse.com, get started there. Even if you don't have the Bitcoin yet, you can go and get your account created at SaveItPurse.com, and then go get some Bitcoin. All right, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on Craig Wright is his name. He's a businessman, and he lives in Australia. He just had his home and offices raided by the Australian Federal Police on behalf of the Australian Tax Office, who will not give out any information about this right now. They're claiming it's legal confidentiality. You can't comment on an individual or entity's tax affairs. But it's awfully coincidental that the raid happened to coincide with the very same day that the media comes out alleging that he is Satoshi Nakamoto.
Sure is.
Either Wright invented Bitcoin or he's a brilliant hoaxer who very badly wants us to believe that he did, said Wired. Reuters could not independently verify the authenticity of the documents and transcripts quoted in the report. So again, a lot of the information that is pointing to this guy being Satoshi Nakamoto has been released by an alleged hacker, and obviously it's all, I think, suspect because of that. Who knows if this wasn't just manufactured? Who knows if this wasn't Craig Wright himself who released the information to bring attention to his business?
A pre-IPO company, the Bitcoin bank, essentially. And I wonder how a Bitcoin bank would do if it's revealed that Bitcoin bank's owner is, in fact, Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yeah, that would be a pretty big deal, right? Satoshi Nakamoto is creating his own Bitcoin bank.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if Satoshi Nakamoto, I want to say thanks to Satoshi Nakamoto for this great technology that he created. So, you know, maybe I'd use his bank rather than all the other Bitcoin banks out there. Also, I would question, if this is a Bitcoin bank, as I understand a Bitcoin bank, there's not a lot of information about this company yet. But if this is a Bitcoin bank, like I understand, why in the world would Satoshi Nakamoto be making a Bitcoin bank when the whole purpose of his
It's decentralized.
Right. His program was to get away from banks.
That's a great point.
Bitcoin allows you, the core software that they have, allows you to have a bank on your computer, your laptop.
You are your bank,
yeah,
basically.
Your cell phone. You can even have what they call a brain wallet, where you just keep a password in your head.
That's true.
So why would the person that...
I don't trust myself enough for that one.
...created Bitcoin...
You got to remember like 12 words in order to have the brain wallet.
Sure.
But that's a great point, Mark. Why would Satoshi do that? And I think Virgil should add that to his list, because I don't think that's in his list. Maybe we'll go through Virgil's list of why he thinks this guy is not, in point of fact, Satoshi Nakamoto. But more about the raid here, because whoever this guy is, and you know, if he didn't set this up and this was like something that he wasn't planning and somebody actually did, you know, kind of put him out there like this, then that's terrible. And he's now had his home raided, I think, because of the news media coverage.
It seems pretty likely.
And I don't wish that on anybody. I mean, even if he is just some sort of self-promoting businessman who wants to promote his new venture, and who can blame anybody for that, even if that's all he is, he still doesn't deserve to be raided by the Australian tax goons. And that's what's happened here. So a man who identified himself as the owner of the home, Gary Harris, told Reuters that Wright and his family had lived there for a year and were due to move out this month to move to Britain. Harris said that Wright had a, quote, substantial computer system set up and had attached a three-phase power system to the back of the house for extra power.
Yeah, I also want to know, why is Satoshi Nakamoto mining Bitcoin?
That's one of the points Virgil made on the Truth Voice article. That's the suggestion, is that this guy has a bunch of equipment that's mining Bitcoin.
Right. Bitcoin mining has almost moved into a completely commercial venture. Individuals are going to have a very difficult time mining Bitcoin to any kind of success.
Like, it's not that profitable or hard to even turn a profit at all.
Right. And you got to be a pretty big operation to be able to compete. So Satoshi Nakamoto, it is believed, strongly believed, has many, many thousands of bitcoins.
I believe it's more than, it's like a million or something like that.
Can't be a million bitcoins.
Really? That's what I thought I heard.
All right. So many, many bitcoins. I don't know how many it is. Maybe it is a million. I guess it could be a million, potentially, because they were being mined back in 2009 and 2010. Consider, Free Talk Live didn't break this story until January 2011, and I believe we were the first ad venue to do it, and Bitcoin was 27 cents apiece. They had just recently been, the pizza situation has just recently occurred. So a couple of months before that, Bitcoin had been basically going on for, call it 2 years, before anybody knew about it at all. Mm-hmm. And by anybody, I guess I mean me. And a lot of people hadn't heard about it for another couple of years after that. So somebody was mining bitcoins on, like, laptop computers.
Yeah.
Just computers, regular old computers. You can't do that anymore.
That's right.
Could barely do that when we found out about it. So somebody was mining them, and there's all these bitcoins out there in single individual wallets, as I understand it to be. And Satoshi Nakamoto is going to have a lot of bitcoins.
The Truth Voice article says he's got a million.
Okay, so a million bitcoins. Let's just go with that number. It's a fine
number.
Which
is a huge number of bitcoins.
The only huge number of bitcoins.
The total number of bitcoins that will be mined into
existence. $420 million.
Will be 21 million of them.
Yes.
Right? So he's got a good chunk. And right now I think there's what? Like,
why is this guy mining Bitcoin? Why does he have all this expensive computer equipment?
That doesn't make sense. But maybe Satoshi would mine Bitcoin. Maybe he would continue because he loves the Bitcoin network and wants to contribute to it. So we'll continue. Is this guy Satoshi? You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is the mystery solved? News media in the form of Wired Magazine and Gizmodo revealed Satoshi Nakamoto, the previously or maybe still anonymous creator of Bitcoin. Nobody really knows right now if this man they are alleging is Satoshi Nakamoto is indeed. Craig Stephen Wright is his name. He is an Australian businessman with a couple of businesses, De Morgan and Pantoptocrypt. One of them is ostensibly some sort of Bitcoin bank, which, Mark, you say is evidence that he's not Satoshi Nakamoto. Satoshi Nakamoto wanted to decentralize currency. He wanted to take currency out of the hands of banks and governments, and it wouldn't make sense for Satoshi Nakamoto, who has this drive to decentralize that industry, to create a bank for Bitcoin. That just doesn't add up. But there's some other reasons why TruthVoice.com says he's not Satoshi Nakamoto. But the Australian police don't care. They've seen some allegations that this Craig Stephen Wright, whether he is or is not Satoshi, may have some Bitcoin, and that he may not have reported that Bitcoin to the Australian tax authorities. And so therefore, now Craig Stephen Wright. Whatever the hell his name is. Stephen Wright. Yeah, Craig Stephen Wright, had his home and his offices raided, and likely his life is being turned upside down.
Note to self, right, don't go to Australia.
Why, you mean like move there or go for a visit?
At this point, I'd be petrified to go for a visit.
Just
raiding people because they see news stories that they've got some Bitcoin?
Yeah, it's disturbing because, I mean, if it really was just emails that were released by a hacker, that isn't really evidence, is it? Like, it's interesting. It's an interesting allegation that Wired and Gizmodo are making, but in a court of law, I don't think you could present emails released by a hacker, could you? Because those were gained through theft, right? They were gained through breaking and entering likely into some computer system. And further, there's no way to verify that they're legitimate. I guess the argument would be that, well, now the government is going in to steal his computers legally, and they will go in and verify and verify that they are there. I guess that would be the argument.
We'll find out soon whether it's legal, son.
Yeah. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE if you want to comment here. Is this guy really Satoshi Nakamoto? Wired does admit that he could be a brilliant hoaxer who wants us to believe that he is Satoshi Nakamoto. And by the way, there is a point that I think Virgil makes over on his Truth Voice article that Satoshi, when he released Bitcoin to the world, he had a certain PGP signature that he signed it with. And whoever it is that is Satoshi Nakamoto could still at any time release a new message to the world, signing it with that original PGP signature, and that would be the one way that you could absolutely know for sure that this person is Satoshi Nakamoto.
But if he lost it?
I guess that's a possibility. But if Satoshi Nakamoto were still out there, and it's not Craig Stephen Wright. If it's not Craig Stephen Wright, Satoshi Nakamoto could write an email out saying, "That's that guy, that's not me." Signed Satoshi Nakamoto, PGP signature, and everybody would know that that was actually Satoshi Nakamoto who said that Craig Wright is not him.
Yes.
He could do that. Similarly, Craig Wright, if he was in possession of the signature, could claim to be Satoshi Nakamoto at any time. It's my understanding Craig Wright at this point has not spoken to any media whatsoever. So it should be interesting when or if he breaks his silence. Now he's under serious scrutiny by the police at his rented home. This is from Reuters and Vice.com reporting. A modest brick house in the leafy middle-class suburb of Gordon. Three police workers wearing white gloves could be seen searching the garage, which contained gym equipment. A man who identified himself as the owner of the home said that there was a substantial computer system set up, had a three-phase power system to the back of the house that had been added for extra power. Police personnel at Wright's office had shirts on that read computer forensics. A fellow business tenant at the building who declined to be named said Wright had not been seen there in the past week. Satoshi Nakamoto is the pseudonym of the person or group of people who authored the white paper about Bitcoin, the protocol, and the software that gave rise to Bitcoin. The New York Times, Newsweek, and other publications have guessed at Nakamoto's real identity, but none has proven conclusive.
And made people's lives miserable in the process.
Yep.
This could very likely be another one of those. And I guess I'm just going to have to see some more evidence. The first story I saw on this was the one from TruthVoice.com rebutting it. And I guess when I saw the picture of the guy jumping out of the airplane.
That's the dead guy, I think.
Yeah, just give him the thumbs up, and it didn't strike me as Satoshi Nakamoto. And I realize it's crappy evidence. I get it, but it just like I don't know. I mean,
he's not Oriental.
No, it's not that. It's more the Satoshi Nakamoto wants to be secret, and I would think that's the wise thing to do. And this guy is laying out evidence and appears to be an attention seeker. You know.
Newsweek identified a Japanese. Well, then why isn't he doing media at this point if he wants so much attention? Newsweek.
It's been a day.
True. Newsweek identified a Japanese American called Dorian Prentice Satoshi Nakamoto in March 2014, but he has steadfastly denied being the author of the cryptocurrency. There's even some will say that all the media attention really hurt this other Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yeah, sure.
Uncovering Nakamoto's real identity would be significant, claims Reuters, not just to solving a longstanding riddle, but for the future of the world's most commonly used virtual currency. Unlike traditional currency, bitcoins are not distributed by a central bank or backed by physical assets like gold, but are mined by users who use computers to calculate increasingly complex algorithmic formulas. As an early miner of the bitcoins, Nakamoto is sitting on about 1 million bitcoins, worth more than $400 million at present exchange rates. According to Bitcoin expert Sergio Damian Lerner, the treatment of Bitcoin for tax purposes in Australia has been the subject of considerable debate. The Australian Tax Office ruled in December of 2014 that cryptocurrency could be considered an asset rather than a currency for capital gains tax purposes. Australia's major banks announced in September they were closing the accounts of Bitcoin companies, forcing at least 13 digital currency providers out of business in response to tougher rules on money laundering and terrorist financing.
Yeah, I'm sure terrorists are just running all over Bitcoin.
A Reuters investigation. Well, didn't they find that there was like 1% of 1% of terrorist money that's in Bitcoin? So like almost none of it?
Yeah.
Basically?
Something like
some
that.
Some study that was done. A Reuters investigation in October found Australian businesses were turning their backs on Bitcoin as the bank's move accelerated a trend by mainstream businesses to drop the currency. So that's the mainstream sort of media summary here of the piece of what has happened. This man, his home has been raided. And again, all of this is based on basically leaked emails is the real, I think that's my reading of the Gizmodo piece. And I haven't read the full piece. I read through about 3/4 of it last night. Really, really detailed and really long. But it seems like it's just based on these leaks more so than anything else. And to me, that wouldn't be enough to go on for a news article.
Somebody could fabricate some emails that they quote unquote got from your email account mm-hmm. and claim that you were Satoshi Nakamoto tomorrow, if that's what they wanted to do.
The story over at Virgil Baduva writing at truthvoice.com says the media is in a feeding frenzy over the revelations from Wired Magazine and Gizmodo that Satoshi Nakamoto has been identified, and his name is Craig Stephen Wright, an Australian man living in a modest Sydney home who has a lot of big computer equipment in his basement, needing a lot of electricity.
Yeah, uses a lot of electricity.
In what appears to be an elaborate hoax played on the media, an unknown individual or group of individuals, likely Craig Wright himself, managed to disseminate just enough circumstantial evidence in order to motivate an eager journalist to determine that he, namely Craig Wright, is Satoshi Nakamoto, the original creator of Bitcoin. Virtually all of Wired Magazine's original article is, in essence, concluding that Wright is Satoshi, based on blog post timestamps dating back as far as 2008, supposed leaked email messages, and transcripts of conversations between Wright and his New South Wales government employees.
So what is the email account that this is leaked from? Do they say that? I mean, you know, it would be kind of...
Those details are in the Gizmodo piece from what I saw. Our toll-free number is 855-453. So why is this guy not Satoshi Nakamoto? We'll go through some of it. And does it really matter who Satoshi Nakamoto is? It's Free Talk Live.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-771-6706. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-771-6706. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-771-6706. 1-800-771-6706.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number is 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. We've got a website. It's freetalklive.com. You can go there, get interactive. You can actually submit content right to the front page of the website. And then other listeners can vote on it. So you submit, like, things you might want us to talk about on the air, show topic suggestions. And then you get to vote on what other people have submitted. It's all for free. You just go to freetalklive.com and do that. Now, Mark, there's actually more to this story. There's a lot of detail that we're not, you know, giving out here.
There's no way we can cover it all.
This Gizmodo story is pages and pages and pages long with a lot of allegations and claims. And the main thrust here is that Gizmodo and Wired Magazine are claiming that they have the information that has led them to believe that Craig Stephen Wright, an Australian businessman, is one of Satoshi Nakamoto. Satoshi Nakamoto being the secretive creator of Bitcoin, the world's most popular virtual currency out there right now, currently worth over $400 per Bitcoin. And the story names another gentleman, I believe his name is Dave Kleinman, and Kleinman is dead. He died in 2013. And the story at Gizmodo says that Kleinman died in kind of a shoddy manner. Like, he was not living in a good condition. He wasn't living in a nice place. He wasn't being taken care of. He was ill in some way. I don't know what the sickness was, but, like, it seemed like if this guy was indeed Satoshi Nakamoto and had access to half of Satoshi Nakamoto's Bitcoin wealth, which he supposedly did.
$200 million.
Yeah, he's supposedly half of, you know, basically the creator of Bitcoin with this other guy who's still alive. And if he was Satoshi Nakamoto, why wouldn't he have cashed out some of his Bitcoin to, I don't know, help take care of himself toward the end of his life? I mean, he was a sick man and apparently, you know, died in kind of a squalor condition. So that doesn't really make sense either, right?
Well, I mean, this guy's living in a modest house in a Sydney suburb, and he's
alive.
Yeah, and he's intending to move to England for some particular reason. I guess if I was Satoshi Nakamoto, perhaps Perhaps a sailboat in the Caribbean might be the place that I'm looking to go. I mean, I just don't entirely understand why this person's acting the way they do. But then again, I don't understand why rich people act the way they act. So maybe I'll never know.
There's a man that they cite in this article. I'm over at Gizmodo.com. Patrick Page, who runs a Palm Beach County business called Computer Forensics LLC, in which Mr. Kleiman was also a partner, had formed their own suspicions about Satoshi's identity after receiving a string of bizarre communications from Wright following Kleiman's death in 2013. Later on in the story here, it does say that Mr. Page, who was Kleiman's business partner, according to Page, Wright, who's the man they're now suspecting of being Satoshi, eventually told him that Kleiman was the creator of Bitcoin. Later, he clarified the cryptocurrency was invented by a group of people, which included Kleiman. But if that was true, then Kleiman was likely sitting on a fortune when he died in April of 2013. Even if he were in possession of only half of Satoshi's fabled million Bitcoin stockpile, that would have been worth about $65 million at the time of his death. Wright made clear to Page that he wasn't after the money. He only wanted to make sure that it made its way into Kleiman's estate and didn't sit gathering dust in a digital vault. But again, Kleiman needed money badly, according to those who knew him well. His house was under foreclosure, and he had spent nearly 3 years in a VA hospital before he died. If Dave Kleiman were Satoshi Nakamoto or one of several Satoshis, wouldn't he have cashed out at some point? So even that question is included in the Gizmodo article.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
as
quite,
it should be.
Right. And so, you know, to some extent, the media here has covered their butt by making it clear that, well, we're not really totally sure that this is Satoshi, but here's the evidence that we found.
Yeah.
And now this man's home and his office, the one that's still alive, has been raided by the Australian government. But let's get back into some more reasons why TruthVoice.com and Virgil Vaduva say that Craig Wright is not, in point of fact, Satoshi Nakamoto. Virtually all of their article, the Wired magazine article, so again it's Wired and Gizmodo, there's two very long pieces at both places, is concluding that Mr. Wright is Satoshi based on blog post timestamps back to 2008 and supposed leaked email messages between Wright and government employees. The Gizmodo article attempts to use the same evidence to reach similar conclusions. The irony in all these explosive revelations is that all authors involved in the writing of these articles are going out of their way to not repeat the mistakes of the Newsweek 2014 article, which erroneously outed an innocent bystander named Dorian Nakamoto as the creator of Bitcoin.
While still outing somebody as the creator of Bitcoin.
Right.
Like they want to make sure they don't do it while they do it.
They're using words like probably and even include an unambiguous disclaimer in the piece stating, quote, despite that overwhelming collection of clues, none of it fully proves that Wright is Nakamoto, unquote. In October of 2014, Dorian Nakamoto announced that he intended to sue Newsweek, and months after taking relentless mocking and heat from the general public, Newsweek appears to have moved the original piece on Nakamoto behind a paywall that ignores their 5 free article limit extended to non-subscribers, so it seems like they're embarrassed about it now. Having learned from Newsweek's mistakes, perhaps Wired and Gizmodo are simply trying to have it both ways, create a massive amount of publicity and traffic, and being able to walk away from a highly controversial story saying they never claimed with certainty that Wright is Satoshi. So here's some reasons why Virgil believes Craig Wright is not Satoshi Nakamoto. One, timestamps on blog posts can be easily faked. A blog post date and time can be written today and made to look like it was written in 2008. Two, any documents claimed to
How do they do that, by the way? I mean, when the claim was made, can
open
I
up Photoshop and claim, you know, redate something,
all right,
or whatever, or edit the actual database entries to have a new published by date.
Okay.
You know, it's not hard to do that. Number two, any documents claimed to be leaked coming from anonymous sources can also be faked and manipulated. This includes audio recordings, transcripts, and supposed email messages. Number three, Wired's claim that email addresses used by Craig Wright are, quote, very similar, unquote, to email addresses used by Satoshi Nakamoto is just journalistic hyperbole and cannot be used to prove that Wright is Satoshi. Four, the claims that PGP keys used by Wright and Satoshi...
We should know what those are, by the way, to say they're similar. We should be able to look at those two email addresses together.
Well, again, that's also something that can be faked. If they put the Satoshi email address that released the white paper on an email that, you know, is found in Craig Wright's box or whatever, a picture of it, it's easy to just transpose that stuff. The claims that PGP keys used by Wright and Satoshi are, quote, linked to the creation of Bitcoin, unquote, also lack any substance. A PGP signature can offer concrete evidence of authorship or verification that the person possessing said private key that was used to sign a specific file or email message is in fact the true person behind the messages. Wright has not provided any such evidence, and this evidence should be easily provided. He could simply make a public post stating that he is Satoshi Nakamoto and then sign that post with Satoshi's original PGP key, which he has never used and can be found here. And then he links to the Satoshi key. Number five, Satoshi Nakamoto has never shown the desire to be a media hog or a public person, while Wright has. Satoshi has always shown the desire to be private and live in the shadows.
This has got to be the most important part to me.
Yeah, Satoshi disappeared basically shortly after releasing Bitcoin, right? Like, didn't he stick around for a little bit and then just was gone?
At some point he turned over the keys to Gavin Andreessen, and literally there was some keys that allow Gavin Andreessen to send some kind of message through the Bitcoin Core software, and basically that's all he can do is send message. That's it.
Wright is still mining Bitcoin. This is number six reason why Virgil says it's not. Craig Wright is not Satoshi Nakamoto. He's still mining Bitcoin. According to the police who've raided the home, there was a substantial amount of equipment in Wright's home. Now, Virgil is speculating here that it is used for Bitcoin mining. We do not know that. So he could have other computer equipment. I mean, this guy is a tech guy, and so he could be running his own server from his own house or something like that. Wright apparently had a fancy circuit pulled into the building, suggesting that Bitcoin mining might be happening. But if Satoshi Nakamoto already has a million Bitcoin already, then why would he spend his time and resources on an activity that is no longer profitable? Well, I would say that the rebuttal to that point is that if it's Satoshi Nakamoto, then he loves Bitcoin enough to continue mining even though it's not profitable. That would be my argument there.
Okay, why would he do it, though?
Because he loves Bitcoin. He's the creator of it.
What's the point in continuing to mine when other people are doing it better?
Well, why not? I mean, if you love the Bitcoin network and you want to contribute to it, then you can mine. You know, anybody can do it. You just have to have specialized equipment in order to do it. So,
I don't know. It seems weak to me. I mean, it's doing what it's supposed to do. You know, the Shelby, when he created a bunch of great cars, didn't go and drive all those cars.
Well, when Ray Kroc invented McDonald's, he didn't just walk away from that, did he?
No. He continued to participate.
He couldn't manage every McDonald's location, but he continued to run the business. Toll free number is 855-453. So I think that's the weakest point here. I think the best points are that this whole thing is based on a hacker releasing information to the internet. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate.
Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.